Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Chris Stevens. Hopefully, you're having a fantastic Thursday so far. If this is your first time tuning in, All Subjects Everything is an internet interactive radio show. When we are live on the air, you can call in with a question or comment at 661-554-9194. You can also check us out in the Blog Talk Radio Network chat room, as few of my esteemed listeners like to do from time to time. Or if you happen to be following along via the Twitter machine, just use the All Subjects Everything hashtag. Remember, if you can't catch us live, we're available on iTunes. You can go to the iTunes store, search for All Subjects Everything under podcast, download the shows for free. And while you're there, rate us from 1 star to 5 stars. Write a little review, let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to hear and see in future shows, and we will do our very best to accommodate you. Also, for you smartphone users, All Subjects Everything is available on the Stitcher mobile app. You can download Stitcher to your smartphone. Search for All Subjects Everything there. Take us with you in the car, the gym, the office, wherever you want to get in on a conversation, you are more than welcome to do so. Also, don't forget to like our Facebook page, facebook.com/ All Subjects Everything, and be sure to keep up with show updates, you know, links if you miss them on Twitter, if you don't have Twitter, and you can also help us, you know, turn it into a forum, you know, where we'll discuss certain topics, you know, get a dialogue going, and, you know, generate show topics that way. Okay, so Thursday, really wasn't sure what I was going to talk about this morning when I woke up on time for once, so I was able to get all my exercise and breakfast in and not have to, you know, sacrifice doing the show at 10 a.m., which is, of course, the time we normally do the show, live anyway. So, I mean, the description, it's pretty, you know, much what you would expect from somebody who woke up at 5 a.m. and was like, I don't know what we gonna talk about. So, I mean, I just thought about it as it went along, and, you know, I was like, okay, so we can talk about Empire last night. How many of y'all watched, well, obviously, you know, a lot of people who don't know what Empire is, but if you watched last night, for once, the season starts to make just a little more sense now. I think they're starting to get back to what made it, you know, a great show. And guys, here we go. It's back to what made it a great show in the first season, which is, you know, the drama surrounding the record label. And that's pretty much, you know, in the music business. And that's pretty much what happened when, you know, Lucius Lyon got voted out as the chairman of the board, you know, of Empire Records. You know, he was the victim of a hostile takeover thanks to Mimi Whiteman, played by Marissa Tomei. And, you know, Lucius doesn't understand that what you do really does come back to you, because he made Hakeem's girlfriend, Camilla, played by the super fine Naomi Campbell, disappear. Well, not, you know, in a death sense, but, you know, paid her to go away. And, you know, as it turned out, you know, while Lucius was getting into business with Mimi, Mimi is a, I don't know how you define Mimi. And that's, you know, that's the thing about Empire. You really can't define, you know, gender and, you know, sexuality on this show. Because Jamal was hooking up with Alicia Keys, who, of course, was, you know, Sky or whatever, Sky Summers on the show. But, yeah, as soon as, you know, Mimi starts getting in with Lucius, you know, takes stages a hostile takeover, and you know, but before that can even happen, Mimi and Lucius are at this event, and she introduces her wife, and her wife is none other. Mimi's wife is none other than Camilla. Man, the look on Lucius's face, man, last night was hilarious. It looked like the man had seen a ghost. I mean, that was something that was, you know, missing from this season, that Lucius didn't have any fear put in his heart. He was just like, you know, a savage, you know, a savage that couldn't be, you know, controlled or shocked or anything. But when Camilla showed up at that banquet or whatever it was, boy. And, of course, you know, they have, but of course, you know, with any board of trustees, and this is with anything in life, be it a record label, a college, anything that, you know, has a board needs a vote. So they vote, and this is all spoilers now. So if you have not watched Empire yet, turn it off. Turn the podcast off, and then come back and listen to it when you do. But if you did watch last night, you can keep on listening. So, they need the votes still. The Board of Trustees needs the votes to vote Lucius out. So Lucius is trying to work over every board member as possible. He even sends his flunky lawyer to engage in relations orally with a heavy white woman in an elevator. and the lawyer, of course, who was Bubs on the Wire, is so proud of himself, even though he really didn't want to do it, but he felt like he put it down. so he said, "Was that good enough for your vote?" And the lady said, "It was good, but it wasn't $10 million good." So it's clear that, you know, this is going to be harder to sway these board members than it really looked. So, but it still looked pretty good right up until the vote, because it was dead split. I think it was 4-4. You know, and the deciding vote, you know, because Cookie couldn't be there, was Hakeem. And, of course, once they started having the flashbacks of Lucius punching Hakeem in the mouth and all of this other stuff, I was like, yeah, he going to vote this dude out. And sure enough, Hakeem voted that, put that eye up, and that was it. Lucius Lyon was voted out as the chairman and, you know, head Negro in charge of Empire Records. And, you know, it was hilarious. That was one hilarious storyline. Well, I don't think the other part is hilarious, but I think what we're going to be watching for in March, because, yeah, Empire's taking a three-month break, if you can believe that. But the one we're going to be watching the most is, of course, Anika, a.k.a. Boo Boo Kitty. And the show ends, last night ends, once again, this is a spoiler, if you have not watched, turn it off, if you have watched, you know, just follow along, and, you know, just keep it up. Boo Boo Kitty is pregnant with Hakeem's child. Now, of course, Rhonda, Andre's wife, is also pregnant with a child, and Lucius is over the moon for that. So, you know, he's already called the kid the heir to the Lion Dynasty and whatnot, but Boo Boo Kitty is out of her mind because Hakeem, you know, knocked her up unknowingly to Hakeem because she hasn't told him yet, and, you know, she's going off the deep end. She disguised herself as an Uber driver to take his Latina girlfriend home. And then, you know, she started hanging around Rhonda a lot more. And then, of course, while Dre is at the house, you know, with Lucius and at the big house with Lucius and Jamal, you know, waiting on the American Sound Awards nominations, not the American Music Awards, not the Grammys, but the American Sound, not the Billboard Awards, but the American Sound Awards. I'm sorry, that just makes me laugh every time. The American Sound Awards. It could be any sound. Like, somebody could fart and make a record, I guess it sounds like, but I don't know. I don't know. But as it's being announced that Lucius and Jamal are head-to-head for Song of the Year, which I would probably, you know, find to be a little disingenuous, but, hey, it's a fictional TV show. What do you expect? Andre leaves the room to alert his wife of the good news, because this is big for Empire, even though Lucius has, you know, is taking the fact that he's been, you know, taken out of power very hard. So Andre goes to pick up the phone, goes in another room to call Rhonda, but Rhonda is at the bottom of the steps at their mansion, bloodied and with a broken cell phone, because we can surmise that Boo Boo Kitty shoved her down a flight of stairs. And of course, you know, it was a spiral staircase, so it was a lot of bumpity 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 bump. So there's no guarantee that, number one, the baby survives, and there's not even a guarantee that Rhonda's going to survive, because that was a shove, you know, and that was end over end. It wasn't like she slid down. It was, you know, one hit. It was head over heels over and over and over until she crashed at the bottom of the stairs. Yeah, that's not funny, but it's very, very, you know, it's something that's picking the story up a little bit, you know, starting to pick up Empire up a little bit. And I think that was the biggest complaint from everybody for the first half of the season, was that it just didn't have the, you know, the panache, the drama, and the pop of season one. Now it seems like season two is going to pick up in March. But why March? I don't know. I don't know why the hell it's going to take them 3.5 months to come back, because I think it's March 30th, in fact, they're coming back. It's not even like, you know, the first Wednesday in March. Like, it's the last Wednesday in March. I don't know. You know, maybe Fox has, you know, this is the last season of American Idol. Maybe Fox wants to get it out of the way. I don't know. I find it to be very annoying that American Idol is still on the air and taken away from our empire. But, you know, what can you do? What can you do? I know what I want. I want this, whoever this is, banging outside on a hammer or whatever it is, to shut the hell up while I'm trying to do a podcast. I'm really tempted to just put my window up and throw a brick at whoever is out there banging, because it's taken away from my damn concentration. This is what happens when you work from home and you record in the morning. Because somebody out there is, I don't know if you can hear it, but somebody back out there outside the house just bang, 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 and I'm like, hard to concentrate. Very hard to concentrate. But this is where, you know, Empire needed something to keep people reeled in, because the buzz was that it was falling off. The buzz was it was definitely falling off. But eventually, you know, it took them until the season finale, the fall winter finale, to really get something that'll keep people hanging on. And, I mean, it doesn't get much more what the hell is going to happen next with then Andre Lyon's wife laid out at the bottom of the steps, a bloody mess with a broken cell phone that she can't answer because she's either dead or completely unconscious or whatever. And we're assuming that, you know, Anika is behind it, because she got, you know, she started getting closer and closer to, you know, Andre and Rhonda as the, you know, tail end of the first half of the season progressed. And then, of course, you know, like, I don't know how she did it, though. If it was Boo Boo Kitty, because she came into the house and was sitting at the bottom of the stairs when Rhonda standing at the bottom of the stairs when Rhonda came out of her bedroom to turn off the alarm, and then she walked to the crest of the stairs with her back turned, and sure enough, you know, this black shadowy figure, which we can only assume to be Anika, shoved her down the steps. And that's crazy. Like Boo Boo Kitty is gone. Like, she literally is operating under the nothing to lose YOLO mantra. I mean, she already got, you know, she lost Lucius the cookie, and then, you know, she tried to befriend Cookie, and Cookie just wasn't having it. So, you know, she continues on this little thing with Hakeem, who, of course, he was 19 when the show starts. I guess we'll say he's 20, 21, just for, you know, argument's sake. This young dude who doesn't have a lick of sense about anything, as is being shown that he just turned on his, you know, his father like that. But the game is the game. The game is the game. And, you know, she's playing for keeps. Like, she wants to be the bait. She wants to be the one with the lion heir baby. And it looks like it's going to, I mean, I can't say it looks like it's going to work out, because, I mean, there's still a whole, you know, half a season to go. But looks like Hakeem is going to take over Empire, because, I mean, he's jumping up on tables in the, spring, winter preview. But there's no guarantee that Hakeem's going to want anything to do with that baby, because he's very immature. You know, he thinks with his head in his pants more than he does the one on his shoulders. That's been clear from the get. Well, I mean, his first single was Drip Dribbity Drop, for crying out loud. I mean, it doesn't get much more, you know, one-track minded than that. So Anika could probably be facing a murder charge, and double murder, because, I mean, let's face it, that flight of steps, I mean, that tumble that Rhonda took, that baby didn't make it. But still wasn't sure that she was ever pregnant to begin with. Let's not forget that, because that baby bump was slow to develop, even for a television show. So, you know, there's that. But yeah, Empire finally picked up some steam. It was, you know, well overdue. I mean, it had people, you know, saying finally, and now we got 3 months to wonder what the hell is going to happen next. Yeah, I'm not really a fan of the, of the breaks, you know, for winter breaks. I mean, I don't care if it's, you know, sports. Mind you, I'm a sports person. Watched football all my life, basketball all my life, so on and so on and so forth. Somehow, you know, when it's bowl season, you know, ABC and Fox seem to take these hellacious breaks from their television shows, and it's really irritating. It's really irritating. Like, we won't get Scandal until the middle of February, and we don't get Empire till the end of March. So what the hell are we supposed to do till then? What the hell are we supposed to do till then? I don't know what I'm going to do, because I don't do much to begin with. Word to Beanie Siegel, I don't do much. So I guess in the interim, I'll just, you know, keep doing my freelance thing. I really need to start this next book that I want to put out on Valentine's Day, you know, the erotica thing that I've been threatening to write for God knows how long. I need to get focused on that, you know, and other things. But these breaks kill me. They kill me. They do. But at least Empire ended on a note where we can all be like, you know, waiting with bated breath for March to get here, so we can find out what happened to Rhonda. Did Boo Boo Kitty do it? Is Lucius going to, you know, be able to regroup? It'll be fun. Closing out the show, Packers-Lions tonight. Now, mind you, the Detroit Lions started this season 1-7. There is no guarantee that the Lions were going to win another game this season. Lo and behold, the Detroit Lions are 4-7, hanging on in a wild card race, and hosting the Green Bay Packers tonight, a team they've already beaten at Lambeau for the first time in 24 years. Now they get the Packers at Ford Field. This could be a scary, scary game for the Packers because they are already, you know, facing a lot of drama. They lost the NFC North lead to the Vikings again after losing to the Chicago Bears on Thanksgiving night at home. They and their wide receiver thing is just not the same without Jordy Nelson. Of course, if you haven't noticed, Jordy Nelson tore his ACL in preseason, won't be playing this year, and he wasn't their lone receiving threat, but he was the guy that made it easier for Aaron Rodgers to, number one, go deep down the field because Nelson was a burner, and two, get it to guys underneath and not have them be stressed out about their roles. Because these Packer receivers are stressed, Jack. Devontae Adams, Randall Cobb, Richard Rodgers. Hell, they had to re-sign James Jones, who might be on the downside of his career after they let him go about a year or so ago. James Jones had that year with Oakland, came back, you know, because the Packers needed somebody to fill that gap for Jordy Nelson. And then, of course, there was the whole Eddie Lacy being out of shape thing. And, you know, he was deactivated for a week, and James Starks took over as running back. They put Lacy back in. You know, he did good against Chicago last week, but for some reason or another, his fumbling problem persists. So Aaron Rodgers is starting to catch a little bit of the blame for that, unfairly or not. So this is a big one for the Packers tonight. Absolutely a big one for the Packers tonight. They win, they probably pull back into a tie for the because who does Minnesota have this week? Seattle, yeah. They possibly pull back into a tie for the NFC North lead, and they would have the tiebreaker because they've already beaten the Vikings head-to-head once. They lose, and then they're playing catch-up for the rest of the season, which really, you know, they have, you know, after the Lions tonight, they have two games they should win. They host Dallas on the 13th, at Oakland on the 20th. Then it gets tough for the final two games. They have the Cardinals in Arizona on the 27th. Then they host Minnesota on January 3rd, which could be the NFC North championship game. So the Packers need to, you know, take the Lions very seriously. As for the Lions, meanwhile, they, you know, their wild card shot is a long one, but it's not unreasonable to think now that, you know, they're starting to use the running backs more effectively, you know, especially Theo Riddick, the Reggie Bush Jr., if you will, of the Detroit Lions. It's not, you know, unreasonable to think that he, along with Joik Bell and others, could play a big role in lessening the load for Calvin Johnson. And then, of course, the tight ends are starting to catch balls. Eric Ebron and Brandon Pettigrew, they finally got that veteran stick'em, if you will. They're starting to hold on to balls a little bit more, which is helping out with Stafford a lot. And the Lions don't have, you know, the world's most dangerous schedule coming down the stretch. After Green Bay tonight, they're at St. Louis, which is a game they can win, at New Orleans, which is a game they can win, hosting San Francisco, a game they should win, and then, of course, they end the season with Chicago. So if they run the table at 9-7 and Green Bay continues to falter and Seattle never really gets some consistency going, it's legitimate. I mean, it's legit that the Lions could be the sixth seed again, and that would be pretty doggone funny. But, you know, it all depends on what happens tonight. You know, it's a game that I can't pick either way. You know, it's not something that this is a game that, you know, is really going to be one that you have to watch and see. It's probably one I will watch and see because I don't know if I'm going to watch the Wiz tonight. You know, no scandal, not really, you know, a big – I like the Wiz. I understand what the Wiz means to my people. We'll probably talk more about, you know, the funny stuff about the Wiz tomorrow on our Friday show, but – More than likely, I'll probably be watching Green Bay Detroit, because if the Lions win that game, then we have a different conversation as to what happens to the Packers from this point forward. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to All Subjects Everything today. Greatly appreciate your time. If you missed us live, blogtorail.com/ChrisStevensOnAir. That's ChrisStevensOnAir. That's all one word. iTunes, all subjects, everything. Same thing for Stitcher Mobile. Don't forget our Facebook page, facebook.com/allsubjectseverything. That's all one word, too. Y'all enjoy the rest of your Thursday. We will see you tomorrow on Friday. And y'all be good or be good at it.